From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Florida high school students say they will not let state lawmakers' rejection of a bill to ban assault rifles stop them from bringing their fight to the state capitol. With the gallery filled with students, the Republican-led Florida House turned down a Democratic proposal to ban the guns. Republicans accused the Democrats of forcing the issue after 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz allegedly used an AR-15 to massacre 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, last week. About 100 other Parkland students are expected in Tallahassee on Wednesday, and President Trump will host parents, teachers, and students that day for what the White House is calling a listening session on school safety. Survivors from the Parkland, Sandy Hook, and Columbine school massacres have all been invited. The Trump administration is looking to tighten some regulations involving guns. President Trump has recommended the banning of devices that turn firearms into more lethal weapons. The White House is also saying age restrictions are on the table for the most popular semi-automatic rifle in the country. And the White House said it is open to universal background checks for gun owners. A lawyer based in London pleaded guilty Tuesday to lying to American investigators about his contacts with Rick Gates, a former campaign aide to President Trump, as part of the widening probe of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This is VOA News. UN aid agencies are stepping up preparations to protect hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh from the ravages of the impending monsoon season. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
This is a race against time. The first of Bangladesh's two cyclone seasons begins next month. Barely 3 months later, heavy monsoon rains will fall, bringing with them flooding and disease. All of this spells bad news for some 688,000 Rohingya refugees who have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, since August to escape violence in neighboring Myanmar. They, along with more than 200,000 others who have arrived in earlier waves, are living in vulnerable, squalid, cramped settlements. Families most at risk of floods and landslides are being encouraged to move to other areas. Because land is limited, priority will have to be given to those most at risk. Another big fear, besides that of having their homes swept away, is the risk of waterborne diseases. The heavy monsoon rains and floods increase the likelihood of outbreaks of diarrhea and hepatitis, as well as diseases such as malaria and dengue. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Syrian war monitor says pro-government strikes Tuesday in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta have killed more than 100 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 250 people have been killed since late Sunday. That's the highest 48-hour death toll in the Syria conflict since 2013 in a chemical attack on the suburb. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is calling for an international peace conference to be convened by the middle of this year to try to break the impasse in the Middle East peace process. He spoke to the monthly meeting on Tuesday of the UN Security Council on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. He expressed support for broad regional and international participation at such a meeting, and he laid out his vision of a peace plan. He said, "Confronted with this deadlock, we have neither given up nor have we lost hope." The speech he gave on Tuesday before the UN Security Council was the first time he has addressed the 15-nation body since 2009. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.